Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Thank you guys for tuning in. Happy Friday. My 16-year-old daughter has her first boyfriend, and my stomach is in knots. That's the message we got from Mia from Greece. And she writes and says, guys, I love you, but please be easy on me. Try not to crack too many jokes. I can't tell how I should be feeling right now about this situation, but would love to hear from others. So if you guys have suggestions this morning, or if you've been in Mia's shoes, please let us know. 585-252-9800 is the number. Here's the message she sent a couple days ago. She says, so, I was hoping people might be able to help me understand myself. My stomach's in knots. My 16-year-old daughter has her first boyfriend, and I'm sick over it. Even though he's a good kid. She's smart. She's responsible, respectful. She does incredibly well in school. She's heavily involved in extracurricular activities. She's got a part-time job. She pays a lot for her own stuff. Her boyfriend is kind of the male version of her. Comes from a decent family, also works part-time. His parents seem good, like, decent. They all get along and appear to have a healthy family. He's not religious like they are. But I saw this coming a few weeks ago based on the way she was talking about him. They've been friends for a couple of years now, and they made it official this last week over text, because this is 2025 and that's what teens do. I haven't been able to see too many red flags on my end, but I just feel some type of way about this. Why has anyone else dealt with this crippling anxiety when their child fell into their first relationship? Thanks for reading my message, Moose and Breezy.
She's panicking.
Well, I think what's happening is she's just scared that, you know, her kid is growing up. And that's what really is giving you the anxiety.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's how most parents feel the day of their child's wedding, right?
Yeah.
It's time to let you go.
Like, it's like hitting you super hard.
My baby's growing up.
Also, I mean, teen pregnancy is real. Although the statistics are down, it is real. So that's also a fear. Hopefully you didn't.
That's probably a conversation.
Hopefully you didn't think about that until I just brought that up.
Well, that's probably a conversation she's dreading having with her 16-year-old too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I know they do a good job in making sure that people know about how to avoid that.
Stop that.
But
who's, you know, they?
Health teachers. Class, school. Yeah. I mean, they try, I guess, but it also is like so awkward that a lot of these kids like tune it out.
Well, were you
like, ew, stop it, Mrs. Glover. Ew.
Mrs. Glover. Okay, let me ask you something. This is all kidding aside, would you have paid attention more in sex ed in school, or paid more attention to your parents giving you the sex talk?
School.
School?
School.
Why?
It's less awkward. I don't know that woman. I'll never see her again. I have to see my mom every day.
I mean, mostly just because they're going to be like super professional and not feel weird about it because they've given the talk a million times.
And you have to take a test on it, so you have to pay attention.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Did you ever get the sex talk from your parents?
No.
Yeah, they I didn't really either.
They just were like, don't end up with a kid when you're not ready for it. And I was like, okay, good talk.
Oh my God.
Yeah, kind of like my dad. Knocks on the door. Hey, keep it in your pants. And that was it.
It must be way different for boys.
You know, it depends. I know some friends that were very uncomfortable having that conversation with their mom. Let's go over to Andrea, who's texting in first. She goes, good morning, guys. Happy Friday. Happy Friday to you, Andrea. My four-year-old is next to me and listening to this right now, and it's making me start having a panic attack about her growing up. Well, you know, she's gonna grow up.
Listen, you got time. You got plenty of time.
She's only four, but I understand. Yeah. Katie says, not many parents love the idea of their teens dating, but at the same time, you wouldn't want to rob your kid of that experience. In addition to letting her know you're always there, yeah, I would state that you would be happy to get her on birth control if she wants to. It might be met with an ew, like you said, Breeze, or an eye roll, but it's good to throw it out there so she knows not to worry about how you would react if she asked. That's good, too. If you brought it up first, instead of having to wait, at least she trusts you a little bit more.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen, I mean, I think that this is a learning experience for your daughter, and I don't think that you should hinder that whatsoever, because I would rather her date now. And I know that parents are super like eerie about the whole dating at a certain age and things like that, but like, I would rather them date now. Again, not a parent, I'll disclaim that. I would rather them date now and learn all this stuff while they're under your roof than when they're 20, get their first boyfriend, they're in college, they have no idea what's normal and what's not, and they have no one to look after the situation or oversee it to be like, hey, I don't really think that's how people in relationships should be talking to each other or should be treating each other. Because you can see it if they're living in your home. You can't see it if they're on their own in college, whatever the case may be.
Yeah. You know, I got a taste of what a toxic relationship really was when I was maybe 19, 20 years old. And at that time, I was still living at home. Mm-hmm. But it weighed on me so much, it was enough for my parents to ask, what's going on? And for me to open up and tell them. And they're like, that's not normal.
Correct.
That's not how that is supposed to go. You're not supposed to feel that way. And yeah, I kind of agree 100% with you. Good morning, guys. As the mother of two grown women now, I understand it's scary. The idea that their worlds include young men is terrifying and thrilling at the same time. It's fun to see them blossom into young women and fall in love. Maybe. But it's also scary because at this age, hearts get broken a lot. I got a lot of good and bad info from my girls, but knew enough of what was going on to gently guide them. She will do great. Just be there for her. Yeah, it's not unusual that you're feeling this way, yeah. Mia.
Health teacher here. Please have the talk with your kid. It's so hard when a kid comes into our class with zero knowledge of anything.
Yeah.
Starting at ground zero.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. You're looking out for your daughter, and it could be hard to accept she's grown up. It's completely normal to feel this way. Be thankful she's dating a good kid and not some loser who's full of red flags. Yeah. All the girls in high school, they all want to date the jocks and the bad boys. Mm. I'm projecting.
I think it's good that you actually approve of this kid.
Of course.
Don't hesitate and second guess yourself because you are afraid of the actual act of her dating. It's not the kid. You know what I mean? And you sitting there and questioning, like, putting that energy and that fear into the kid more so than you're just not accepting the fact that your daughter's dating someone, period.
Right.
Because it could be way worse. They could be dating a drug addict.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was really aggressive.
But well, it's true.
It's true.
It's true.
You like, I love him.
You like to party.
But Daddy, I love him.
You don't understand.
I'll fix him. You don't know him like I know him.
I'll fix him. That was my favorite line hearing from girls in high school.
I'll fix him.
You don't understand. He's a bad boy.
He's literally huffing a whipped cream can in the bathroom, but okay.
Whippets in the high school bathroom is crazy.
All right, let me get to one more. And I want to get to this message because it's a single dad. And I'm like, oh, this is a different perspective. Eric says, good morning, guys. Single dad here. And my 16-year-old daughter started dating recently. I had two options. Sit at the door with a gun and try to be that scary, tough dad.
Very dark.
Or have a relationship with her and not judge so she trusts that she can come to me if needed. As long as she's dating a good kid, be thankful. This is just part of life, but don't stress about it. All parents feel the way you do, especially fathers.
Yeah.
He's got a good point.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. Thank God my dad did not have a daughter. He'd be screwed. Be screwed. Thank you guys for all the messages.
You're the closest thing he's got. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Mia, you're going to be fine. It sounds like your daughter's going to be okay. She's dating a good kid.
For now. Sorry, I'm done.
This was helpful.
No, I don't think it was.
I know. I feel like I learned a lot.
I think we did have a couple useful bits of information.
I think so, too. Give yourself a little bit of credit, you know?
I think the only thing that was useful is Joe, and this is his last day.
So. Oh, right. Okay.
So tough.